Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode, You Become Who You Surround Yourself With. Well, Michael and I told our children this many times, you become who you surround yourself with. And I decided to do this episode today for a couple of different reasons, which you'll understand as we get through the episode. But I decided to go look who exactly said you become who you surround yourself with. And there's no consensus on who said it. There's no particular quote by someone, but there are a lot of different sources. So let's look at a few of them. We're going to go way back to the Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, we read, "If we want to know the Lord and become more like Him, we must surround ourselves by friends who desire the same things. If we don't, we will desire the things of the world that inevitably lead to ruin." All right, now we fast forward in history a little bit to Goethe, who said, "Tell me with whom you consort, and I will tell you who you are. If I know how you spend your time, then I know what might become of you." All right, now let's get in that time machine and move forward a little bit more to Tony Robbins, who is a life and business coach, a very successful life and business coach. And he says the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your relationship, is that you must raise your standards. Get rid of negative people who bring you down. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, lend you knowledge, and help you learn from your mistakes. So, from many different sources, we see a truth. You become who you surround yourself with. So, as I mentioned, when our children were entering the teen years, especially, we brought home this idea. Choose your friends carefully. Some of our children believed us and chose friends who supported their same morals and values. Some of our children chose instead the idea that they were called to be friends to all and to be salt in the world, which we also taught our children. They understood the concept of our Christian faith that we are called to be strong in our faith, morals, and values so as to help others, especially other teens who, for the most part, were struggling with the conflict of how their parents raised them with how they wanted to behave. While we raised our children to be a strong and Christian influence in the world, and we were proud of them to be willing to stand alone in a group that didn't agree with them, we also found that in every instance, those around our children who were not living the Christian life as we had raised our children to live became such an obstacle to who God called them to be that they did change. Our children, and not for the better, although not irreparably. It's important to raise our children to be in the world and not of the world. We want them to be able to navigate friends and school, maybe social media for the older children, while still living the values and morals we have taught them in our home. We need to teach them to be strong and confident when it seems that everyone else disagrees with them. But we have to be super dialed in to who and what they're actually being exposed to and when. For instance, when my children were in early grade school, they were exposed to a few other kids whose parents weren't protecting their innocence. They let their kids be exposed to adult movies and language and less than virtuous behavior. And when my son, who was in first grade at the time, decided to teach his younger brother the finger so that his younger brother wasn't embarrassed that he didn't know it like my son was, that was a problem for me. Actually, I cried hard at the loss of my oldest son's innocence. I asked where he learned it, and he named the kid, and I suggested he find new friends. It wasn't and isn't my young children's responsibility to be salt in the world at 7, when they barely understand the world. When our children are young, it's on us to pay attention to those who surround them. Fast forward to high school. Another son became friends with some boys we weren't thrilled with. We talked about our concerns with these kids, and our son assured us he would be strong and told us, if I'm not there to show them how to be happy and live their faith, then they have no one. Well, as predicted, when you're a voice of one in a large group, it gets lonely. And the other voices that don't share the same morals or values as you tend to be heard more often and louder. Our son had to work through all of that, and he came out still holding fast to his values and morals, but with many mistakes along the way that he regretted. But this idea that you become who you surround yourself with isn't just for our children and the friends they choose. It's for all of us in many different ways. So, as an adult, who do you surround yourself with? Are they people who share your vision for life? Are you surrounded with women who love being a mom, even though it's hard? Are you surrounded with complainers who bring you down and drain your energy with their constant negative comments and thoughts? Or do you surround yourself with people who are positive, encouraging, trying to live similar values and morals? People who understand the importance of faith in their lives and do their best to live it. Now I know that we often can't control who surrounds us. We may have parents or siblings who are negative or don't share our values. There may be friends or acquaintances that we see often who aren't positive or may not value faith in their life. And as adults, when we're mature and decisive about how we want to live, we can be that light and salt in the world and among others who would really benefit from a positive, joy-filled, faith-filled woman in their lives. Being that positive influence in someone's life may be exactly what they need to change their own course. We do want to help our children and support them, depending on their age and the people that are around them, to be that salt and light, to be that strength. But we have to keep very close attention to what's happening in the process. And if we find that they are constantly assaulted, if we find their moods are shrinking or they're making decisions that just really aren't aligned with the values we want them to have, then we really need to step in. So, whether it's our children or with us, we have to be careful that we aren't always the savior. In fact, we're never the savior. But we want to make sure that we aren't always being the support and never being supported by those around us. Finally, who are you and your husband? Your children are most influenced by you and your husband, even if they're in school all day long and you're working for most of the day. They look to you for guidance, values, instilling moral behavior, and how to practice their faith and treat others. They look to you on boundaries with tech, with people, with emotions. They look to you as the models of how to be as adults. So how are you influencing your children? Do you speak kindly to everyone, including them? Or are you easily annoyed and losing your patience? Do you speak kindly of everyone? Or are you critical in your speech, which will teach your children to be critical of others? Are you and your husband respectful of each other and of the children? Are your children surrounded with parents who give each other the benefit of the doubt and don't hold on to resentments, who work things out? Do you live with emotional regulation? Or do you give in to your own tantrums and treat people disrespectfully, including your children? Are you learning all the time? When you're a woman who's learning all the time, you're teaching your children to be creative and curious about the world and all the many things in the world to explore. Do you take care of yourself? Exercise, eat well, protect your eyes and yourself from inappropriate influences. Don't indulge in too much alcohol. Basically, do you live with moderation? Are you someone who practices their faith proactively, deepening their relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you go to church cheerfully or out of obligation? Do you spend time every day in prayer, asking for God's help in your struggles, thanking Him for His blessings, and just deepening your relationship with Him? Now, listen, don't let this part of the episode bring you down if you look at how you are around your children and you see mistakes or flaws. We are human with human weaknesses, and parenting is a journey. We learn how to be better as we learn to teach our children to be better. But the gift of self to our children, our husband, and our acquaintances and friends means that we seek to do better and to be better. Not out of a sense of perfectionism, but out of a desire to love more perfectly. So take a minute to put yourself in your spouse's shoes or your children's shoes. Would you want them to be surrounded by you? And if not, just be humble and make one resolution that you would like to implement to be the teacher, the support, the friend, the lover that lifts and supports those around you. And also take some time and see what gifts and talents you do bring that you recognize, support, and lift and uphold and show your love for your children. All right, everyone, have a great week. Hey, listen, if you have not left me a review on Apple, please, can I beg you? It's so important in Apple's algorithms. It's not like I want to see, you know, what you have to say about me, although, truth be told, it's really beautiful what you have to say, and it's very humbling that I have such an effect on some people. But if I want more people to hear what we're talking about, if I want to help more women take their motherhood and their marriage seriously in this world so that we can change the world from the inside out, then I need people to hear me. So please, 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 pretty please, write a review. Okay, thank you so much, and I'll be with you next week. Take care. If you like what you heard, I'd be so grateful if you'd subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Thank you. Have a great week.